Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday podcast. Whether you're listening from your home, on your way to work, in traffic, or just starting your day quietly, I'm so glad you're here. Today, God has a word specially packaged for you. Take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's lean in together. Today's devotional topic is Grace for Today, Strength for Tomorrow. And our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." In her book Daring Greatly, researcher and author Brene Brown shared a season when she felt emotionally overwhelmed. Family demands, work pressure, and internal expectations all collided at once. She admitted that one morning, she sat in her office and realized she didn't have the strength to face everything ahead of her. Then it dawned on her, she didn't need strength for everything, just strength for today. That moment changed her mindset. Instead of asking, "How will I survive the next year?" she began asking, "What grace is available for me right now?" And that realization mirrors a deep spiritual truth. God never promised strength for an imaginary future. He promised grace for today. Family, many of us are tired, not because we are weak, but because we are trying to carry tomorrow's load with today's strength. Have you noticed how anxiety often comes from the future? Fear asks, "What if?" Worry asks, "How will I cope?" But grace says, "Stay here. I've got you today." The Bible tells us in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22-3, "His mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Not yearly mercies, not future mercies, morning by morning mercies. So let me ask you, what are you worrying about that hasn't happened yet? What burden are you carrying that God never asked you to lift today? Could it be that God has already given you enough grace, but you're looking for it in tomorrow? Jesus himself addressed this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." In other words, today has its own grace allocation. Grace is not stored in bulk. Grace is released daily. And strength is built progressively. Isaiah 40 verse 31 reminds us, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Notice it doesn't say those who rush ahead. It says those who wait. When you receive God's grace today, you are quietly being prepared for tomorrow, even if you don't feel it yet. Let me speak God's word over your life this morning. I declare over you today, you will not break under pressure. You will not run out of grace in Jesus' name. You will not be overwhelmed by what lies ahead. The strength you need will meet you at the right time in Jesus' name. What feels heavy today will not defeat you. The same God who carried you this far will carry you forward in Jesus' name. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." God will complete what he has started in your life today. Listen carefully, you don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to stay connected to the one who does. If today feels hard, remember Psalm 68 verse 19. "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits." Daily, not tomorrow, but today. God is not late with your help. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what am I trusting God for today? Where do I need to release control and receive grace? What would change if I focused on today instead of fearing tomorrow? Actions for the day. Here's your action point for today. Consciously receive God's grace this morning. Before you step out, pray briefly. Say, "Lord, I receive grace for today. Refuse to rehearse tomorrow's fears. Let today be enough." In conclusion, grace will carry you through today. Strength will meet you when tomorrow comes. You are not behind. You are not forgotten. You are walking step by step with God, and that is more than enough. And now, let's make our confession of faith for today together. Say this out loud with me. Today, I receive God's grace. I walk in divine strength. I am not overwhelmed. I am helped by God. My steps are ordered. My future is secure. I am winning every day in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your grace that sustains us today and your strength that prepares us for tomorrow. I commit every listener into your loving hands. Go before them, order their steps, calm their hearts, and surround them with divine help. Let peace replace anxiety, and let joy rise within them. We declare that today will be productive, protected, and purposeful for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone who needs encouragement today. You never know, this word might be the grace someone needs right now. Until next time, keep winning every day. God bless you.
Through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.